This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We have a very special someone that's just walked into the studio. Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial Solutions. Welcome into the studio.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is our last chance, Phoebe, to make sure this young lady over here, Mikey,
yes,
gets, I thought I'd better talk about which young lady I'm looking at.
Yep. Yep.
Get some good financial advice before we send him off. I want him to come back loaded.
He will come back loaded because being on a cruise ship, he's not going to have any place to spend his money. So it's going to be like having a windfall. It's going to be like having forced savings.
Sweetie, have you not been on a cruise ship? There's shops. They had Cartier. They had like, it was like you buy pearls. And maybe that was just me.
What are you going to buy?
Yeah. I'm an impulsive shopper. You've got a lot of faith in me and I feel like it's misplaced.
I do. I have a lot of faith.
Windfalls. Well, what is this?
Well, what I was thinking, this time of year, there's always a bit of a rumour. There's an urban myth of someone that wins $60,000, $70,000 on a $2 bet on the Melbourne Cup.
Okay, you had not that we are condoning gambling. I would say point blankly, you may as well just pick your money up, screw it up and throw it in the bin. But that's my opinion. Yeah.
Completely agree. There's nothing nobody ever wins that big.
But there's other windfalls in life that we can't get.
Absolutely.
We can get an inheritance.
Yes.
We can, my husband just got a redundancy.
Yes.
We got a windfall. So there are real windfalls out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've come across a couple of windfalls in the last couple of months. So I had a client that was made redundant and he had a $50,000 redundancy package. So he could buy his first home from that.
Good deposit,
and
yeah.
Great deposit. Pay off a couple of debts, got his first home. Another who's sadly lost a parent and he has, he's just in discussion with me at the moment about whether he spends all the money on buying a house or whether he gets a little bit of a loan and
figure out what
you want to do.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that you can do with that kind of money, but even when you get your windfall of having worked for 4 months and not spent any money because you're on a cruise ship, because I truly believe in you, Mikey. It's a matter of what you should do with the money. So should you go and have fun with it or should you pay off debt? Should you get into housing? And there's a few rules around deposits. So you need to hold that money in your account for 3 months for most banks for them to count it as a deposit.
Right.
So they want to see you have the skills to actually not go out and splurge it and spend it silly so you can actually hang on to it. And that include from inheritance and things
including
like that?
Including from an inheritance.
Yep.
Look, if you've got, if you inherit enough or you get enough of a windfall that you've got enough for a 20% deposit plus costs, then nobody cares. But most people don't. Mm. Let's face it, you're going to 50,000. I'm thinking sort of numbers of 50,000 to 100,000 kind of windfalls. You need to hold it in your account for 3 months. You need to be careful about how your spending behaviour changes even though you're getting a windfall because people will naturally go out and spend more money. A couple of the banks have included holidays as part of your basic expenses now.
Oh, really?
Really shocked me, I have to say.
So they say holiday is a necessity.
Holidays is now a necessity and the holiday is now a basic living expense. And that's difficult for particularly when you look at customers that go away maybe once every two to three years. People don't take an overseas trip every year. So another thing to be mindful of, really.
There's a big difference in overseas. I mean, we can all go to Bali for a couple of $100 or we go to Europe that costs us $2,000 just to get there. There's a big difference.
Huge difference. So what you're going to do with your windfall money, you're going to have a look at it. You're going to think, what do I actually want to achieve? Do I want to be in my own home? Do I want to make a big payment on my mortgage? Do I want to have a little holiday? Do I want to have a big holiday? And assess how it's going to affect what you want to do next.
Question for you, very specific to me.
Yes.
Being on the boat,
I like. Yes.
Being on the boat, I'll get paid. I can choose to get it in cash. I can get it however I want it. I don't get taxed on it because I'm on the water.
Yes.
Do I get taxed if I put it in my own account back in Australia, if it goes directly there?
You'll get taxed on the interest on it.
Okay.
So the interest that you earn on it, you'll get taxed.
Is that a lot?
It's not much.
No, it's not much at all. Because you won't be earning any other money in Australia.
At the moment, so as our housing loan interest rates drop, the interest they give us in the bank is also drops as well.
Oh. But remember, Mikey, we spoke about the Super Saver scheme a couple of months ago.
I do.
And you could put the $15,000 a year into that Super Saver scheme. That's a good thing to do with your windfall when you're looking to save for your first home, because that money's definitely, that's untaxed whether you're in Australia or out of Australia.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, and that's something.
So that's sexy money.
Oh, my. Sexy. I like that. Sounds more appealing.
So should there be a limit to, I mean, we're young. The young man over here is young and he's going to need a holiday. Is there a rule that you'd say, you know, spend a third, save a third, put a third away, or is it like...
I would take it somewhere like that. I would probably spend 10% of it and save 90% of it, because windfalls are something that you don't get very often, and there's nothing worse than getting to the next year and thinking, wow, I had $50,000 and I spent it.
And there's nothing wrong with
remember what I spent
giving
it
yourself
on.
Something that you've probably wanted for quite a while that was always out of your price range.
Absolutely.
So spend 10%, that will be your holiday money to go around, and 90% get saved. Yep. You know how proud Mama DJD is going to be when you come home and you're buying your first home?
Could you imagine me as your landlord? Oh, no, what a joke that would be.
There's nothing wrong with being a landlord.
No, me being a landlord, me specifically.
Do you know what? It's a good thing to think about it. But remember, you're going to think about you're saving money. You don't have to buy your first house in some big rich area. Buy a house out somewhere that you might never live and become a landlord. Good way to get on the property market. And then you move your way up when you're ready to settle down.
Become a real estate agent.
No, it is good advice. It is because good advice. I've got property, and it was because I bought where I didn't want to live. Like, I think the worst problem is a lot of people say, oh, I can't buy, but that's because they want to live in Northcote or something. So
we all want to live on the beach on Brighton. Yeah. But that's not where you're going to buy your first house, is it?
No. Yeah. I bought in Dallas. That was good.
Right.
Yeah, Dallas. Upfield Station.
Blamey, thank you so much.
That is my absolute pleasure. Good luck on your cruise.
I feel like I'm set now. I reckon I'm ready to go.
Set.
So, Phoebe, if young men like Mikey want to come and visit you, how can they get in contact with
you? We're at www.cloverfinancial.com.au. They can call us in the office on 03-998-2615 or find us on Facebook and messenger us, which
Excellent.
Is probably what most people do from joy. They
the old messenger social
us. Oh, well, we'll put all our links on our social, so all you people out there that want $70,000 at the races. Yeah, you can do something intelligent with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.